49-17, our final. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Welcome to our postgame show. Wimberley with the victory over Hondo here tonight in the last regular season game of the year. Scores and highlights, by the way, brought to you by Eric Willis and Natural Development. Let's run down the scoring for you here tonight. This might take a day and a half. Who knows? Gavin Martinez with a 31-yard run at the end of the first drive of the night here tonight. Curtis Bingle's extra point made it Wimberley 7-0 with 9:12 left to play in the first quarter. Guy Kipperos got into the action with a 14-yard run after that, and Bingle's extra point with 5:56 left to play in the first gave Wimberley a 14-0 lead. Texans then pushed it to 21-0 with 1:52 left to play in the first quarter. It was Davin Masur on a 70-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown. It was Bingle adding the extra point. Davin Masur, a senior, scores a touchdown on senior night. That's awesome. Jacob Thies of Hondo then returned the following kickoff 90 yards for a touchdown. Van Dam, that was Garrett Van Dam, the quarterback slash kicker, with the extra point. 1:37 left to play in the first quarter. It was Wimberley 21-7 over Hondo. Texans then increased that lead when Kobe Crowder took a 49-yard pass from JoJo Weeks with 15 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Bengals extra point made it Wimberley 28-7. That's how the first quarter ended. Second quarter started with Hondo kicking a field goal. It was a 40-yarder by Van Dam with 6:19 left to play in the second quarter. 28-10 was the score at that point. But the Texans then added a couple of touchdowns in that second quarter to pull even further away. It was Moss Carruthers on a 71-yard touchdown run. Bingle's extra point with 5:52 left to play in the second quarter gave Wimberley a 35-10 lead. And then Martinez got into the act again. 44-yard touchdown pass from JoJo Weeks. Bingle's extra point with 37 seconds left to play in the first half made it Wimberley 42-10. That was the halftime score here tonight. And then in the third period, the two teams traded touchdowns. It was Mason Gray, a 7-yard run. Van Dam's extra point with 5:16 left to play in the third quarter made it Hondo 42. And I recheck that, Wimberley 42 and Hondo 17. And then the Texans able to score the final touchdown of the night on a Carruthers 17-yard run, followed by a Bingle extra point with 3:06 left to play in the third period. 49-17, Wimberley. At that point, neither team scored in the fourth period. So that's how we stood, with Wimberley winning the ball game by a score of 49-17. Stay with us, everybody. We're back with a final note for this one. Wimberley wins it 49-17. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Mike Hobel at Premier Residential Mortgage. Professionals offering new home financing and refinancing of mortgages for residents in the Texas Hill Country. Online at teamcobel.com. Mike Hobel is a licensed residential mortgage loan originator with Premier Residential Mortgage. NMLS number 216200. Premier is sponsored by NTFN Inc. NMLS number 75333. And is an equal housing lender.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from the Wimberley View newspaper, covering all Wimberley Texan sports with comprehensive coverage as well as local news in the area. For more information and to subscribe, visit wimberleyview.com or call 512-858-4163.
104.1 KOWO, LPFM Wimberley and KOOFM.org. The best music on earth.
Welcome back to Texas Stadium. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. And a reminder, our scores and highlights brought to you every Friday night by Eric Willis and Natural Development. And you have some scores for us, don't you, Jared?
Yeah, we got the Pearsall Carrizo Springs. Pearsall's up 27-2. Looks like about 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Dripping Springs all over Marble Falls, 41-3 with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Mm. Last week's opponent, number 5, Navarro High School, is up 70-0. Over Bandera High School with 5:30 left in the fourth quarter. So
70.
Yes.
With a 7.
7-0.
Seven.
That's a big one.
Followed by a 0.
That's right. Number 3, Lake Travis, 55-0 over Vandergriff with 5:40 left. Lehman High School, 20. Leander, 14 with 11:32 left in the third quarter. I'm hoping that one may just not be updated, or maybe it's a passing game, but haven't quite figured it out yet. So obviously we got our Wimberley Texans winning tonight 49-17 over Hondo, and really overall a good game from start to finish for the Texans.
Boy, no doubt they take the opening kickoff and score, and we kind of speculated, or I did. I briefly speculated and thought, well, they've had a bye week and it's senior night and they're prohibitive favorites. You know, maybe they'll be a little restful here tonight and kind of take it easy, but that was not the case. Doug Warren's team had the pedal to the metal all night long. Whatever Doug did during that bye week, it sure worked.
Yeah, they obviously they came in, they worked on some things. They threw a couple deep passes tonight that they connected with, some reverses. We saw Gavin score on a reverse. We saw Guy Kiparos have a little bit of success on the ground tonight, too. I think he got into the end zone one time, but obviously the deep pass to Crowder, several reverses to him as well. And again, I think in the long run, what the thing to take out of this for coach is obviously that you've got those guys who still have that big play capabilities. You got to probably cut down a little bit on some of those unforced errors. We saw the flags, and again, probably 200, 220 yards in it, plays that were called back tonight. And those are killers, obviously, in a close game. Playoffs, you got to know that you're going to be playing some good teams, too. So, they'll cut down on those and go back to work this week. And obviously looks and appears, obviously, maybe Pearsall coming to maybe San Antonio area.
Yeah, you'd think so, since it's south of San Antonio. Usually they play at a neutral site. And what a nice scene this is here tonight with a lot of these seniors and parents and friends out on the field. They're having a lot of fun after a 49-7 17 win here tonight. Jared, another great job by you. What do you think? You want to do some playoff games next week?
You know, this one was a fun one. Obviously, anytime you win is a good one. But the senior night, you got these guys jumping around. You got everybody out there having a great time. That's what it's all about. Obviously, your high school football career it's not over. Your high school football career playing at Wimberley Stadium is over. But there's still more things to come, and as a young man, you got to go down there and you got to think, hey, there's bigger and better things, and let's push and continue to push each other, and play hard.
Well, again, the regular season has come to a very successful end for the Texans tonight. Wimberley knocks off the Hondo Owls by a score of 49-17. Texans finished the regular season 8-2 overall and 3-1 in district play. And again, we'll now prepare for next week's bi-district playoff game, likely either Pearsall or Carrizo Springs, when we find out over the next couple of days the details, who, where, when, and where we're going to be at. We will pass that along to you, but rest assured, wherever we are at, we will be bringing you the ballgame next week on the Sun Radio Sports Network. Nothing quite like the Texas High School Football Playoffs. Owls, by the way, finished their season at 1-9 overall and 1-3 in district play. And we got a shout out to those Owl seniors as well. This tonight was the end of their football playing career. And I would imagine, unless some of them are going to college, it would be the last time that they would ever put on a pair of shoulder pads. And so certainly that is something that they will remember for a long, long time, that period of their life. Comes to an end tonight, as the regular season does here at Texan Stadium. Our game was brought to you by Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, Seton Medical Center Hayes, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs, Wimberley Ace Hardware, Blanco National Bank of Wimberley, Hayes City Store, Cypress Creek Cafe, A Studio Z Graphics, and Dripping Springs Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter. Again, scores and highlights were courtesy of Eric Willis and Natural Development. Again, we are back on the air for the playoffs next week. Time and place to be determined, but we will get that information to you this weekend. Thanks to my partner, Jared Robinson. Thanks also to my partner in crime, Miles Blackwell, for showing up and hanging out with us tonight. Once again, our final from Wimberley, Texans 49, Hondo Owls 17. Until next week in the playoffs, I'm Mike Blackwell. Good night, friends.
Support for Wimberley Texan sports broadcasts comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the square in Wimberley, serving lunch and dinner every day with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at cypresscreekcafe.com.
something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way, and God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise.